Good morning, K-Town. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant. Live and local. This is Kenosha's radio station. AM 1050 WLIP.
716, WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday. We talked to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. I see the sun coming through the weather reflection, so yeah. Looking forward
to it's bright and sunny outside. I can testify to that. I had to pull the visor down this morning coming in, so, you know, that's always a good sign.
That is.
It suns up a little earlier, and my wife and I were talking about this the other night. It was like 6 o'clock, and it's like, look, it's still light.
Still light, I know.
Gotta love it.
We're getting to those days where if going out after 7 o'clock doesn't seem too bad because the sun will be out.
So. Right. It's not like the middle of the night.
Exactly. But it is still February, and that means we're talking about hearts.
Hearts.
And not just Valentine hearts.
No. And it's, yeah, there's all kinds of jokes here, right? But it is American Heart Month.
Yes.
And most of us, that causes us to think about our own or, you know, somebody in our family or friends because it's Human Heart Month. But, you know, our cats and dogs also have hearts. So we need to pay attention to their heart as well. So that's, you know, one of the things that we don't think about because that's one of those internal organs. Mm-hmm. Can't see it. You know, if you put your ear up to their chest, you can hear the lub dub. But, you know, do you know what you're listening to? 10% of all dogs have heart disease. Now, most of those tend to be the senior or geriatric dogs. So that percentage, actually, if you were to look at it by age group, would slide up higher the mm-hmm. older they get. I've got one of mine at home. She's a little Cavalier. And, of course, Cavaliers are really prone to heart disease. But she's got a heart murmur, and we've been following her along with things to make sure that it stays as functional as possible. And she's doing great. Cats are another thing. They can have heart disease as well, but theirs is a lot harder to detect because they don't usually have heart murmurs that go with it. They'll have more sudden heart episodes, which would be kind of what, you know, you and I would think of as a heart attack.
Right.
There are some things, though, that we can do to check that ahead of time. You know, signs of heart disease, that's always, you know, we hear a heart murmur in the exam room and clients are going, well, what do I need to watch for? Coughing is probably the main thing. You know, everybody might cough a little bit when they get up in the morning. Just because your lungs have been not moving so much air over the middle of the night, so you might have a little bit of fluid. I mean, you know, most of us get up and you know, clear that throat out, right? But if that persists or if it's weird middle of the day coughing, certainly decrease in activity, difficulty breathing or rapid breathing. So, you know, if your dog, you know, all of a sudden seems like they're breathing really hard and they're just walking down the hallway, it's like, you know, it's like us, you know. If you're going up that flight of stairs and you're like, I have to stop halfway up because I got to catch my breath, you probably should go to the ER or at least your doctor. We're talking about lethargy or if they seem like they get tired really quick. Now, this is the weird part. Like older dogs they're not as active. And because they're not as active, they do tire out faster. So you kind of have to go, is this a new thing or not? If it's a sudden thing and all of a sudden they're like, you know, they used to go out and chase the tennis ball like 5 or 6 times. And now I throw the tennis ball and the dog jogs halfway out to it. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, it's worth a phone call, getting them in, fainting or collapsing. So they can get to the point where their heart actually will stop momentarily or decrease beating to the point that there's not enough oxygen getting to their brain, and then they'll collapse. And it may sometimes look like a seizure, but that can very easily just be the heart not working well, and they need to get in. Then weight loss or a bloated belly. So I should say weight loss with a bloated belly. So if they're losing weight and you're seeing they're losing muscle mass, but their belly's all of a sudden getting bigger, so there sometimes can be right-sided congestion that backflows into the body, and so they'll get fluid or the liver will enlarge. So those are some signs and symptoms that you can watch for. If you're seeing any of those in your dog, certainly give us a phone call so we can get them in and take a look at them. How do we diagnose this? You know, yeah, we're going to do a physical. And certainly one of the things that we're going to want to do is a routine physical every year. If they're an older patient, twice a year, getting them in and checking because things change more rapidly in these guys than they do in us. I mean, you know, people go see their doctor every 6 months when they're in their 60s plus, mm-hmm. right? And that's because we age every 12 months, we age a calendar year. Right. Well, every 12 months, your dog's aging 6 to 7 years, depending on the size of the dog. So Imagine going into your doctor every 6 or 7 years. There'd be some surprises. So it's not a bad thing to get them in at least every 6 months so that they're getting in there at that three-year mark. So we're going to listen to their heart. We're listening for changes in sounds and rhythms. So if the rhythm's weird, so you hear lub-dub. Yep, that was a pause.
Lub-dub.
So you shouldn't hear that.
So much like in radio where you don't want that dead air. You don't want that at the heart.
Right,
yes.
No. If you had an EKG hooked up to that, that'd be that flat line pause. So certainly arrhythmias can occur. Radiographs. So we're going to take an x-ray. We're going to look at the size of the heart because we can actually measure that out. And some great research has been done 15, 20 years ago now where they started to compare skeletal anatomy to the heart anatomy. And so now we have equations that we can say, okay, so this length versus this length, and here's standards. And so we can say that, yes, your heart, dog's heart is too big or it's a good size. And then we can also track it. So that's the thing we're doing with our dog is that she goes in every 6 months and we take x-rays and we can actually track, like, is it growing in size too much? Because they will become somewhat dilated. An echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. So we can actually physically look at the heart, how it's beating, how the blood flow through the heart's going. So if there are murmurs, that's blood flow going backwards through the heart. We can see how much of that's going backwards and quantify that. We talked about an EKG, so that's looking at the electrical activity. And, of course, there we want to make sure that it's just nice, consistent waves. We don't want to see changes, just like if you go to see your cardiologist and they go, oh, look at that. That's a run of atrial fibrillation. Not a good thing. VTAC's even worse. So those are some things that, you know, we look for. We look for changes in the wave forms and the patterns, and then blood tests. So there is a blood test out there we can actually check. There's a cardiac enzyme that leaks when the heart muscle gets stretched. It's the proBNP. There's a cat version, there's a dog version, and we can look at that cardiac proBNP. It doesn't tell us, like, staging wise, like how bad things are over time. So it's not like looking at it serial, you know, doing it today and doing it 6 months and doing it 6 months down the road. But what it will tell us is, like, currently is the heart experiencing any stretch? And if that number hits a certain value, we know that it increases the likelihood that there's going to be some form of cardiac event in, you know, 6 months or within the 12 months period. So then what do we do? Mm-hmm. How do we prevent this? I mean, there's medications, like we start finding things, there are medications to go on. It's going to help the heart beat better, decrease the blood pressure. But things that we're going to look at, healthy weight. And a healthy weight is just key. It's key for everything.
Right.
Just being at that good, healthy weight is key. It's less stress on your body. There's less bad hormones floating around. There's pro-inflammatory cellular mediators that fat releases. These are the things they're trying to find out because they're looking for that fat pill that we can all take and then, you know, lose all of our excess fat and we'll have like 5% body fat or less, right? Look like Olympic athletes. And in trying to discover that, what they found is that it releases a whole lot of bad stuff. So we want to make sure that we're at a healthy weight. Good nutrition is part of that. Certainly good nutrition is part of a healthy heart, too, because if we're on a good protein level, we've got enough fatty acids in our, essential fatty acids, essential minerals. Certainly there's some amino acids that need to be in our system for our heart to be healthy. Regular exercise. Mm-hmm. And the regular exercise for your dog and you is good for both your hearts. So there's a double there bonus, right?
Right.
So take your dog for a walk. It's going to be up in the 40s again today, and the salt's kind of pretty well cleared off with all the melting and stuff. So take him for a walk. It's good for everybody. And then watch for early signs. Those signs we talked about beforehand. Watch for the coughing and the decreased energy and the rapid breathing. You know, if you're seeing those things, then it's a good thing to get them in as opposed to sitting and waiting. Because the longer we wait at that, the more congestion gets built up and then the more we have to unwind. And then they'll have that sudden event. And I should put sudden in quotations because, you know, when they've been coughing and hacking for 6 months or maybe a year, mm-hmm. it's not a sudden event. It's taken 6 months to a year to build up. And then they have the event where their heart decompensates and it can't function anymore. And then it's an emergency, critical situation. And sometimes those things can't get reversed. And there are some breeds that are more prone to it. So that's the other thing. You should know your breed of dog. Like I've got a Cavalier, and when we got her, we knew, like, okay, heart disease. it's just, it is what they, it's, it is actually what almost all of them die from. Doberman Pinscher's another breed that has heart problems. So there are certain breeds that inherently have some form of heart disease. And if they do, then that's a great thing to know. So you can even be more vigilant about it. And if you don't know if your breed of dog has heart problems pre-existing, you know, contact your breeder, look up in the breed standards, or give us a phone call.
There you go.
Right?
Right, so, to the source.
Right to the source. We can help you navigate through that.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Hopefully, if anything else, people are more observant of breathing and other symptoms that could manifest, you know, before this sudden event might happen.
So. Yeah, we'd like to prelude that sudden event. Exactly. Just make it a nice slow glide.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, maybe try to reverse the glide. Yeah.
Right. You know, and if we can keep them in a good plateau, that's the thing. People are often like, so what can I do? I'm like, with the medications, it'll actually increase the function of the heart so that we can decrease the fluid that's building up. And so they'll breathe better. They'll have more energy. And then what we can do is we can extend out their quality. So we can make it so that, you know, they're maybe not doing so well right now. We'll make that better and then keep that going for an extended period of time. You know, and clients are always like, well, isn't that delaying the inevitable? I'm like, sure, but that's what we do from beginning. Right?
It's kind of the point, right?
There's nothing. You get them at 8 weeks old, and everything we start doing when you bring them home as a puppy is to delay the inevitable.
Yes, right.
I mean, that's with us, right? Why do we exercise and eat well? Because we're trying to delay the inevitable.
Yeah, that's right. If I wanted to make it come a little faster, it'd be all double cheeseburgers and milkshakes.
Right.
I'm eating kale to delay the inevitable.
Right. So. That's just to live better. Longer.
Exactly right. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. If people do want to reach out to you, set up an appointment, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
All right, Dr. Russ, we'll let you get out and enjoy what you can of this beautiful day today, but we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show 728. If I say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be a miserable.